This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
DJ V Show. That stands for Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is here watching our social media interwebs. And Doug, he'll be along momentarily. We don't know where he is. Sometimes we lose him.
We do tend to lose him. We need like, you know, the new Apple tags. We need to just put one on him so we can track him.
Yeah, something like that. The headline in the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday was an interesting one, Victoria and Jay. China locked in 30,000 visitors inside of Shanghai Disneyland after just one guest got COVID-19. Guests were required to take coronavirus tests to exit after the positive case shut down the park. Now, this is kind of funny. We were laughing a little bit off the air about this. You know, every kid's dream would be to, like,
right,
move into Sleeping Beauty's castle or the Pirates
of the
Caribbean
ride. Dream this.
Yeah, absolutely. Who wouldn't love to be, like, locked into Disneyland for the night? It'd be kind of fun. A little creepy, maybe. But how funny is it that China has got it so bad, mm-hmm, that instead of letting people out, that to get out, this shows the problems that China has with it just inside of itself, that they're making everybody take a test to get out of the park in order
what
to go back
to
into the population.
Sure. Yeah, and what happens to the people who test positive, or even if it's a false positive? You know, if they're using all these rapid tests, we know how inaccurate they are, and I can't imagine that the Chinese version is any more accurate than what we've had here. But, wow, yeah, that's pretty intense. Well, I mean, obviously they're trying to be extra cautious and show the world because of Beijing, the Olympics coming up in January. Or is it February? I guess January, when the athletes have to be there to quarantine for 21 days before the games begin, which is actually longer than the games themselves. So I guess China's just trying to be extra careful so they don't miss out on that Olympic money, which they shouldn't be getting at all anyway.
Well, it seems that they may know. And, you know, I think it's just very indicative as to how the problems that China has. They can't afford to have one person leave Disneyland to go into their streets because
right,
they've been hit with this so hard. They've had problems with their vaccine.
Yeah.
Pretty insane. Also, in the vaccine realm and COVID realm, a judge in Chicago ruled that city vaccine mandates must be arbitrated with police union. They've paused a deadline of December 31st for city workers in the city of Chicago to receive their vaccines. New York, I know, Victoria, you're in New Jersey, but you've got your eyes in New York City. There are reports that 21 different firehouses have shut down because of lack of staffing. The
but
vaccine mandates in New York are...
Yeah, that was actually debunked. The fire commissioner came out pretty strongly against that and said that they haven't closed any firehouses. And he said that a lot of people are taking bogus sick leave to get past the deadline to be vaccinated. And so he had a lot of strong words. I don't know if it made it national news, but it was very much all over the local news in New York and New Jersey, and they wanted to make sure that everybody knew what was up. And then the trash thing, because, you know, New York City has so much trash buildup, so they're switching to 12-hour shifts instead of 8 hours, beginning on Sunday, and they're going to work on Sundays as well, so that the trash doesn't pile up. But, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are making
it's
a much bigger deal than...
Well,
9 in 10 of NYC workers are already vaccinated, so it's really not the huge problem that, you know, the rest of the country seems to say it is.
But that happens
obviously
in
New York
always,
City all the time.
It's always politics, because New York Post has a story about the fire commissioner, who's Daniel Negro, who said that his department, as you mentioned, has not closed any firehouses, and he said that it's a bunch of bogus sick leave by our members,
yeah,
and it's creating a danger. But the representative, Nicole Meliotakis from Staten Island and Brooklyn, said that 26 companies have shuttered, 5 in her district, and she's saying that that is Mayor de Blasio's fault. So how could it be that the fire commissioner and then people on the ground say that there are two different things happening in New York?
I don't know. I mean, there were a lot of reporters at local New Jersey news, which, you know, North Jersey, we're not that far. We're about, you know, an hour outside of the city. So our local news is New York news. And there were this was a big story because everybody's wondering, okay, you know, if a building blows up, which buildings have blown up from gas leaks, what happens? And
the New York
Post
is actually labeling the companies that have shut down. They're saying no borough or neighborhood was spared. There's a Company 55 in Lower Manhattan, Company 234 Crown Heights, 231 Brownsville. They're listing the fire departments that are actually shut down. So it's kind of interesting that the commissioner will come out and say that nothing to see here.
I don't know. I guess time will tell, but, you know. I mean, the New York Post, yeah, I read Page Six, but, like, the New York Post pretty much hates how all of New York City is run. I mean, it's not, like, an unbiased source of news,
yeah,
and they've certainly been known to fabricate lots of, or stretch some truths, so I don't know. I mean, a lot of reporters, like local news reporters, were in front of some of the firehouses that were supposedly shut down, and they were open and operating, so I don't know.
Very strange. You'd think that'd be one thing that'd be easy to prove, right? Are
you
open? Are you shut down?
Yeah. Knock on the door. Hey, guys.
Hello. Anybody home? You make
anyone
want to
slide down the pole? Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. So that's the vaccine mandate story. Chicago City workers getting an injunction. Los Angeles on November the 4th, that's coming up. L.A. City is going to require vaccine mandates for consumers. December 18th is a city worker deadline. And L.A. County, the sheriff, I think we talked about this earlier in the week on the program, the L.A. County sheriff is saying he's not going to enforce vaccine mandates, and there's a lot of controversy about that. He would have 50%, I've been saying it's 20%, but 50% of the sheriff's department would leave with the vaccine mandate. They have about 10,000 sheriff's deputies. Only 50% of them are vaccinated at the moment. And so the sheriff's like, what am I supposed to do with half of my staff? There's no way that we could actually
Are all those people against the vaccine, or are they against the mandate? Because I feel like
many of them are against
different things.
For sure. That's where I fall. I'm against the mandate, not necessarily against the vaccine. And that's it. Well, the deputies are saying they want to have natural immunity considered. A lot of first responders are, because many of them dealt with COVID early on or during their service. And so nobody's talking about that necessarily when it comes to mandates or testing. And so there are a lot of just 50% are saying they want to have some sort of exemption, whether that is to continue testing, which is option number one, or to talk about immunity, which would be option number two. But the sheriff says, I can't afford to lose half my staff, so I can't implement these. And then there's a big debate going on about whether or not he has the power to do that. He, as an elected official, because the sheriff's an elected position, says that the sheriffs work under his purview, essentially, under his leadership, and that he has the right to decide what their terms of service are. The county is saying that it doesn't matter. If there's a county ordinance, you have to follow the rules. So a lot of back and forth, a lot of nuances about the legalities and the civil rights issues that is the mandate. So we'll see.
Are they against testing too? Because that should just be so easy.
I think I told you about this. Testing, so in LA City, the LAPD, because that's different, the LAPD polices LA City. There's an option right now that they can test, but they have to test twice a week. And each time they test, it's $65, and it comes out of their paycheck. But they're not allowed to choose where they test. They have to test for this one company that has a contract with the city, a no-bid contract, to do all the testing for the police. And this particular individual who runs this company has been giving money to the LA City Council. So now there's an investigation into this.
Right. It's got to be something corrupt. I mean, I have a couple friends who are back at work at least a few days a week in Manhattan, which is kind of the norm now. Like, people are in 1 or 2 days a week. Everyone's on a hybrid schedule. But all the office buildings of friends that I know of in various industries, there are bowls of rapid tests like Halloween candy, and everybody just takes rapid tests all the time. Hmm. It just seems like it should not be that complicated, especially for people who are first responders.
Yeah, it seems like that would be the easiest place to start with all of this. But we'll continue to follow that story. Elon Musk says he has a solution for world hunger. It's a DJV show. It's 60 minutes past the hour.
We get it. It's your business, and you want to be involved in all the decisions, especially who you hire. Then you need to have Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it so easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you get right away a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description. When you sponsor a job, info comes right away. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Everything's a comparison these days. It's DJV show, Doug, Jenna, Victoria. Dougie, hopefully it'll be along momentarily. He's sort of MIA at the moment. But Elon Musk, ladies, has a solution for world hunger. Jay, maybe this is a question for the social media site. He says that he would liquidate Tesla shares to solve world hunger if the United Nations could explain how the money would be spent. Now, this may be for publicity. It gets us talking about it, obviously. Yeah. Not that Elon Musk needs much publicity, but his point is a good one. Whether it's the UN or any government body, can they accurately tell you how they spend your money? Do they even know is the question. I mean, how many times have we heard, we'll pass the bill and then we'll figure out what's going to be in it, or we'll figure out what's in it once we pass it. This, I think, if you can tell me how it's going to work, then I'll give you the money.
That's what he's saying. He wants to know how they would use $6 billion to make this work, and then he wants it all to be transparent when it is put to the task as well. I believe him. I don't know. I wouldn't believe every billionaire, but for some reason, I believe Elon Musk. I think that if they actually put together something, that they would do, like, he would do this.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos is weird never going to do this. He keeps firing off the penis rocket. I mean, that's, right. You know.
Well, yeah, he wants to build toys for himself. But Elon Musk, I think, is just weird enough to make this work. And if I were the UN, and if I were really serious about this, I'd say, this is a great offer. We need to get on this. We need to figure it out. Let's get him a plan. Put your money where your mouth is, Elon. Do you think they'll do it?
Take him up on it. Take him up on it.
Yeah, wouldn't you? That's totally. What I would say. You're going to give me, if you told me right now, Elon Musk, that you'd give me your money to solve the homeless problem in California, I'd start working on a plan today to make that work.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is that's only 2% of his net worth.
Right.
So he could totally
do it. He's got it. Elon Musk for president. Maybe that won't be too far out of the realm. 21 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Now with order. orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Minutes past the hour. It's DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And with trending as we do, Jay Kirshner is our queen of the trends. And this one, Jay, was pretty crazy. By the way, you can follow us at DJ V Show on all the platforms. Lots of fun questions going on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But Candace Cameron Bure is like the queen of the Hallmark movie, Jay. Like, you're queen of trending. She's the queen of the Hallmark movie. And she gets a lot of attention this time of year. She's also the star of Fuller House. And there have been some critics of a family photo that she posted online. What's the story?
Oh, people are straight up mad, like livid. So she went to a wedding with her husband, two of their children, one of their kids is away at college, and she and her daughter, Natasha, wore red to the wedding. And apparently, that's a big no-no. Like, the internet, they came hard for them. They were like, your family looks great, you guys look good, but this is really distasteful. Some people did call it ugly and hideous. And then she's
I've never heard, don't mess with
my family. I have never heard the red thing.
I've worn red numerous times to weddings. And
I mean, you don't wear white to a wedding.
Exactly.
And I've been to a wedding where I've seen one or two other women wearing white. And I was like, seriously? Do you not know? Like, that's the big one. You do not wear white unless the bride has authorized it. Like, sometimes the mother of the bride will wear white, too. And that's fine. But red? When did this become a thing?
I've never heard of this.
I love red. I love wearing red. I love it. The last wedding I went to was, I was in it, and I was wearing red. It was burgundy, but I was still wearing red because that's what the bride chose as her color. Is that against the rules, too?
Well, I mean, when my friend got married a couple of years ago, she wore a vintage red gown as the bride. So I've certainly never heard of anybody not being able to wear red. I've never heard of this. I mean, the white thing is because, you know, the whole thing is very pagan. And so bridesmaids all look alike to distract evil spirits from the bride. Like, that's why you have bridesmaids all dressed the same. And so, and people don't wear, you're not supposed to wear white so that evil spirits don't, you know, so that good spirits only go to the bride and not anyone in the audience or whatever. But I've never heard anything tied to red, unless it's like the devil.
No, it seems like it's just a, you might, you know, look better than the bride, apparently. People might be looking at you in your hot
Very
red.
Very strange.
Maybe because it's an attention-grabbing color. But how bizarre.
I've never yeah. seen
so
heard weird. Of
that. And I've seen people wear red at weddings. I've never once thought.
And I know Candace Cameron Bure gets kind of... I know she has a huge following, and I follow her, and I like her, and I don't agree with her politically, but, you know, whatever. But she gets dragged for a lot of stuff, and I don't
she
really
does,
understand
for the
why.
The dumbest things. Like, let her live her life.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's not like she's out there, like, shaking people up or anything. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
Weird. All right, have you heard about this? You can let us know at DJ V Show. Pretty crazy. All right, we also, ladies, have got to talk about Carole Baskin because,
oh, your favorite.
Tiger King is my fave. And there is a season two. My mom found out about this the other day. She, like, calls me. She goes, do you know there's another Tiger King coming out because we loved it so much? And, yes, Tiger King 2 is coming. But I guess Carole Baskin tried to sue Netflix over the footage that they used.
Yeah, she's suing the creators, the makers, and Netflix because she said that she only signed on to the first project and she's very upset that they made her out to be a villain. She did not sign up to be a villain, apparently. Who does? Have you not seen
You fed your first husband
before?
To a tiger. How are you not a classic villain?
Yeah, so you talk about how a tiger wouldn't eat your husband unless you dumped oil on him. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, why would you know that? And why would you let people know that you know that? So anyway, she's like, no, I didn't authorize this. Any footage that they have that they didn't use, that's just unused footage, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I think that when you sign on to do any kind of recording, they can take the video and do what they want with it. So we'll see how this ends up.
I just can't imagine that she'd complain. This is somebody who loved the limelight, right? She went on Dancing with the Stars. She's made her whole life over it. I mean, come on.
Did she dance with her dead husband on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. He was, like, ghosting around there, maybe. I have no
yeah.
idea. Yeah,
I'm trying to...
That another... handsome voice you're hearing is Doug Steffen.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for joining
I'll
us.
Tell you
yeah,
what,
right?
I couldn't wait 30 for a while seconds. No, it's okay. We'll be all right. It's 28 after the hour. That I do know here on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. Elections in 30 states take place across America today. Many polls are open at this hour with various poll closing times. Some close at 6 p.m. local time, like Indiana and Kentucky, and some will stay open as late as 9 p.m. local time, like New York and North Carolina. Colorado and Oregon have all mail-in balloting. 80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Gloria Allred, the attorney for Mamie Mitchell, the script supervisor on the film Rush, told Newsmax that many questions still need to be answered before final conclusions are reached as to what caused the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Some of the details are coming out, not only from the sheriff, and that's unusual for a sheriff to do as many interviews as this sheriff has done, but also through the intensive investigations being done by the LA Times, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Variety, and many others. So we're learning a lot, but there are many pieces to this puzzle that need to be put together. For my client, who is Mamie Mitchell, who was the script supervisor, and Eric, she was standing very close to Helena, the director of photography, who was so tragically killed, when that gun shot Helena, causing her death, and also that bullet went through to the director, Joel, who and the bullet was into his shoulder, into his clavicle. So this has been a traumatic event. Speaking of trauma, to my client, because that bullet might have hit her, because she was so close to Helena. But fortunately, she had the presence of mind, even though she was in shock, to run out of the church. She was the first person, as we know, to call 911, and her voice is on that recording.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It seems to be 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The research is in on why people can hear, some people can hear the voices of the dead. Every year at this time around Halloween and the week after, there are always these scientists who come out and talk about people who hear, they claim to hear voices. And the average person says, ah, you're crazy. Well, in fact, they aren't. According to the new research published this year, a predisposition to high levels of absorption in tasks, unusual auditory experiences in childhood make you highly susceptible to auditory hallucinations later in life. You've heard about clairaudient mediums. The lady who's on the Zodiac Magic podcast with me, her name is Mary O'Malley. She is clairaudient. Do you know what that means? It means what we're talking about here. You can hear.
She can hear people.
Voices. Yeah, exactly.
But how is that different? A different medium or a psychic?
Well, don't some get images in their head? Like they see things, overhearing things? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want to give a plug for Mary because I did a reading with her maybe a month or so ago, and it was by far the best medium reading that I've ever had, ever. She is so, so good and so accurate. So I definitely want to give a plug to Mary. Find her. What's her website, Doug? We want to send people there if they want to book her.
PsychicScout.com.
Yeah, she's amazing.
PsychicScout.com. Mary O'Malley. So anyway, she has been part of this research in the past, not necessarily this year, but the idea here, the findings of this study, the most recent one, helps us all to understand the auditory sort of hallucinations that we hear. Are we hearing things? We all, I think, kind of do it, but we don't want to admit that we're doing it because we think that if we admit to it, people will think we're strange or we're crazy or mentally ill or whatever it is, and that's not true. If you go back and understand anthropology, studying religious experiences in the past, spiritual experiences, scientific experiences, these are not hallucinations at all. There are spirits around all of us all the time. Whether you buy that or not, whether you think people are crazy, they aren't. There are the unexplained things. Excuse me. I've been fascinated with this for 35, 40 years. The so-called dead are not really dead. They don't live and they don't breathe, but there's an element in what first brought me around to being curious about this is what Uri Geller said to me a long time ago about Einstein's theory of relativity. That is that energy doesn't ever go away. Energy was created.
Yeah, it can't be created or destroyed.
Yep.
Right.
No.
I mean, we all learn that. I mean, I don't understand why people think that when you die or when anyone dies that it's just a black hole and that's the end.
Right.
It's energy. It changes form. It takes on a different form, but it's still energy. It's still there.
So there are two professors, psychologists, one from Northumbria University in the UK, another one from Durham University here, that have gone into this. And they took 143 members of the general population in England and in America. They recruited them during using social media, and then they exposed them to different things. They put them in places where, in the past, especially in England, if you go around, there are seven sacred sites, pardon the alliteration, in England, and I've visited all of them, and you can, if you are at Stonehenge, and you don't feel something different, then there's something wrong with you, because the spirits that are there, if you look around from the little knoll where Stonehenge is at the junction of those two roads, you can see these huge mounds all over the place. Those are Druid burial grounds, and in them are from centuries, millennia ago, when the Druids used to roam around, you know, like nomads in England, and they built little villages. And when they would die, they'd pile them up, basically. And that's where these huge mounds are, Druid burial grounds. Anyway, if you don't have some kind of feeling, some spiritual experience in that, there's so much of it there, it's hard to not hear something. And the younger you are when you hear these things, like my grandson Miles is 6 years old, he's 7 in December. And he plays all the time with himself. He tells himself stories. And there's something, he's having a conversation with somebody. Now, you think the children are just talking to themselves, but when they are talking to somebody else, they're imaginary friends. That some people call them your imaginary friend. We all had imaginary friends when we were little. Didn't you all, the three of you?
My cousin picked up an Indian when they were camping.
Yeah.
My cousin picked up Uncle Budasita, and no one knew who the heck he was talking about. Think about, like, the name of that. But they went to this old, like, campground, ghost towny area in the desert. And he came back with an Indian who stayed with them for years. Uncle Budasita was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's
the
thing.
Little kids are open to it because they don't know any different until adults tell them.
Right.
Until adults say, well, and adults will say, well, I don't see what you see. That there's nothing there. You know, there's no one here. You know, and then the kids kind of get shamed into being silent. And then that part of them just kind of closes off naturally as you grow older.
Yep. Right.
Oh, yeah. But my godson had two imaginary friends that he would only see on this one stretch of highway.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was the
clearly,
only time in the car driving on this one stretch of highway. That was when his imaginary, quote unquote, imaginary friends would come play with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, the article is published in research paper called Mental Health, Religion and Culture. And it brings very interesting because religion is what beats this out of us, even though in the spiritual side of things, we acknowledge that the sixth sense are things that we don't really understand, the five senses of reality. There's the sixth sense. And religion, most conventional industrial strength religion, tries to beat that out of you, even though you know, there is the biggest spirit lesson of them all is what happened to Jesus on the third day. But they kind of forget about that. But this whole business about culturally what we accept, if you're in India or you're in Tibet or you're in these areas in the Himalayan region, the people believe in a whole... If you ever heard the... I never read the book. There were a couple of movies made called Lost Horizon, and they are the story. It's an imaginary story, but yet it feels true. Going into the Himalayas with the natives there believe in Shangri-La, and Shangri-La is a place, the valley. I forget how they refer to it. The valley of no death or something it's called, and people suppose I'm getting chills just talking about it. People who go in there, they don't die. There's a point in thinking about living forever. I believe in reincarnation. I don't know how that squares with living forever. Your mind, I just wish that it was easier for us to connect with our past lives so that we wouldn't make so many mistakes that have been corrected perhaps in a past experience. But anyway, pay attention to your children and your grandchildren because they're connected to this sixth sense, the sixth order, if you will.
And don't beat it out of them. Just encourage them.
Yeah, right.
Or listen.
Miles tells me his stories all the time. He has a name, but he doesn't always talk about the person who's with him. But he has some... We all did. I remember having imaginary friends when I was a kid on the farm. Do you remember any of that? Do you remember who your imaginary friends were when you were younger? Can you remember Jay, Jennifer?
No, I don't remember having any imaginary friends, but I have had my own, like, experiences as an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's all right. Just don't let Mac go his own way with this. All right?
Oh, absolutely.
43 after the hour, food for thought here. And a lot of this, as I say, the research comes out around Halloween every year as to all of this stuff. And we tend to sort of romanticize or fantasize or be silly about Halloween and what it's all about. But when you dress up as a ghostly, where do you think those ideas come from? All of that stuff comes from the reality that people have had in these experiences for centuries and centuries and centuries. That's where this all, the whole ghost and goblin thing, not the sort of thing that we're talking about with Halloween and the hacker slasher movies. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that many souls, and that's why there's Halloween, All Hallows Eve, then there's All Saints Day, and then there's All Souls Day. And it is, it's something, actually there are more Anglicans, more in England, who seem to observe this thing. People in England, I've found, Victoria, that psychics in England, the people who are paranormalists are probably more tuned in there than anywhere. I don't know.
Isn't that interesting? I agree. I think there's a frequency or something there that's just different.
Yeah. Well, it's older. Oh, there is. Yeah.
Sure.
It's
older with, civilization, sure.
Yeah. I've said this many, many times. I feel like when Tony and I were first married in the 1970s, she did her school practicum in England, and she had a family over there, and so we began to go back and forth. And I became, as soon as I went there, I felt like I was at home, very much at home in England. And I've enjoyed, I've been back and forth probably 100 times if I've been back and forth once. Not lately as much as I would like to have, but Megan, when she went to school there, she felt it too. Megan and I have a lot of kindred spirits, a lot of the stuff that goes on. We communicate with each other without having to communicate, really, in the sense that we're not talking to each other. We just know what each other is thinking and what we're all about. And I think that that is part of the common heritage that we have. And it was probably one of the attractions that I had to Tony without really knowing it. You see, spiritualism takes a very interesting road with all of us thinking about it in the past, the present, and the future. All right, so back in the reality zone here, our most recent podcast, the download, DJV download, we focus on plastic straws. A lot of talk about the environment because of the meeting of all these people and looking at the future, and you have no idea how much, what kind of junk there is around. It really is. Although, somebody, the guy who runs my compost pile at the farm told me yesterday that they're now taking in, there's new plastic cups that are biodegradable. Did you know that, Victoria? I did not know that. You said there's some new kind of plastic.
Well, there's plant-based plastic. And yeah. So it feels and looks like plastic, which is great.
Right.
And a lot of plastic coatings on things. And like when, you know, if a plastic bag has socks in it or whatever, you know, depending on the company that you buy from, that plastic, it'll say on it, this is not a plastic bag. It's actually plant plastic.
But it actually feels good. It doesn't feel like. Actually pretty good material. I've gotten some stuff shipped to me in it before.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, so we were talking about that on the download, and then we were talking about the significance of November. We still haven't had a frost here yet, and that was one of the things we were talking about. I think we'll probably have one this week. It looks like we'll get temperatures down into the low 30s by Thursday, but it's pretty late, like 2-3 weeks later. Is that because of global warming? Some people say yes. Some people say no. It's hard to know what to believe. Anyway, we talk about lawmakers saying no to blocking vaccine mandates, and then I talk about the Japanese government, who before the Chinese government were the ones that made cheap stuff for us and why we buy it. Anyway, the Madonna facial freak, we talk about that as well. As usual, a myriad of things that we talk about. And they're all sort of summarized in our podcast. So you can hear the whole program in its entirety all day, every day at DJV Show. Or you can get bits and pieces, snippets, if you will, in the podcast at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation. And there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is and are they reputable? And do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. DJV Health Time is 53 past the hour. Jack's brought to you by Calitrin. If you have questions about how to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com. Find the Calitrin counselor who's assigned to you or will be assigned to you, and you'll be on your way to losing weight the healthy way and keeping it off. That's at toploss.com. Okay, speaking of loss, there are a lot of people who are concerned, their Uncle Jack, about losing sleep. It's fall back and spring ahead, so we gain an hour this weekend. And then there are people who say, oh, I'm so tired during the day. Well, how many of you have naps? Jack and I have talked about this before. We both have naps. As a matter of fact, Jack has a in his clinic in Salt Lake City, he's got a room for naps. You go in and take a little snoozola in the nap room.
Yeah, and that's just normal, that's standard procedure for somebody. When I work on them and I get a really deep release in the spine, then I want them to go relax. And a lot of times they'll fall asleep for quite a while.
Yeah, right. I have done that a number of times in those chairs. So, all right, the research on naps. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of what it is that people ought to know about how it affects their mind and their body.
Well, the thing that I have always bragged about for some time is my ability to get a power nap. To just, you know, if I go, as soon as things slow down, get a little lunch, I got another hour before patients come in, reports are done, insurance stuff is done. If I can get a 10-minute, what I call a power nap, I can sail through the afternoon. But what was surprising to me about this research that came out of Northwestern University, and they talk about the advantage of short naps here and there, but when they discovered a 1 to 2 hour nap can actually restore motor skills and the ability to recall facts and to recall events, especially in another study was done in China with a group of 2,200 people over the age of 70. And they found that people who took regular naps were less likely to have cognitive impairments than those who didn't. And so what surprised me is the length of the nap made such a big difference, because those who could nap from as little as 30 to 90 minutes had better overall cognition, better brain function, better memory, better motor skills than those who napped even for longer or shorter than those who did not nap at all.
One of the things that's so frustrating about this is that flies in the face of research that we talked about less than a year ago, which suggested if you sleep for more than an hour, it's not good for you, or it shows signs of something going on in your brain. So once again, we have two different types of research being done, which basically was the same aim. One finds naps are good, one finds naps are bad.
How do you tell the difference?
Tell the difference how you feel.
Tell the difference? In the validity of the research, although I'd have to see the research design in depth of both of them.
Who pays for it often is the indicator.
But is somebody standing to gain from this? You know,
and whatever the research is. Yeah, of course.
Exactly. But however, just the anecdotal end of it, and we're always willing to push anecdotal evidence aside, and we should not. Not when there's thousands upon thousands of people saying the same thing. If I get a little nap in the afternoon, I can sail through the rest of the day without any cognitive problems.
Yep. Yeah.
And when enough people say that, you know there's something to it.
Right. So you take your own circumstance and understand how you feel. I've been taking naps for years. Growing up on the farm, I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, and sometimes I don't get to bed early enough. Like last night, I didn't get to bed till 11:30. And so, you know, you need somehow or other to make it. When I do my radio stuff and get it all done, then I might have a quick bite and take a nap for a half hour or so, maybe 40 minutes, and then I'm raring to go and can work until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And that's part of how I've lived for years and decades, in fact.
Yep.
So this makes sense to me, Jack. It makes a lot of sense. And so what do we advise people to do? What you do is, if you're working a 9-to-5 job, hard to get this, right?
Well, that's true. It's very difficult to do it unless you've got some place in your half-hour lunch break. You eat for 10 or 15 minutes, and then 15 minutes lay back and just drift off to sleep. But it takes practice.
Yeah,
because in a lot of high-stress situations, it's very difficult to slow down enough to shut down the system.
Yeah,
but it takes work, and it takes scheduling, and it can be done.
Speaking of shutting down your body, keeping it from going in the wrong direction, this time of year we've got to start thinking about what we're going to eat, how we're going to eat it, or your weight. If you do what I'm doing, there's a good offense posture here, and good defense is an offense. Take Calitrin starting now so you can keep the weight down to where you want it. Calitrin is the natural way, the natural choice, the healthy choice to keep the weight off, and that's why you ought to go to Top.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.